Rave Radio.
This is Gary Kay. You're listening to a special edition of my Daily Rancher Raves because we're here live on the show floor at the Digital Signage Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I am, as you know, going around interviewing key people in the industry, and one of them is right here with me right now, Rich Ventura from NEC. How you doing, Rich?
Great, Gary. How you doing?
Good. Your role now at NEC, I know you guys have gone through a couple of different changes. What are you doing now at NEC?
So now I'm the Vice President of Product Marketing and Solutions Operations. So I run the entire product marketing team, so everything with our brand. And then I'm also in charge of our solutions business, all of our third-party relationships.
So you're doing three jobs?
Five, if you count in everything else I got to do.
Yeah, you and I are both over in Amsterdam last week. I know you must be feeling similar jet lag that I am, but you and I had a chance to talk on a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and you sort of hinted at something you're going to be launching here at DSC, and I wanted you to tell everybody what it was.
So we did a couple really exciting solutions in our booth, and that's really the big key thing with NEC is solutions. So one of the things we've done is actually taken a DLP-based projector with a LED light source, three of them, we've edge-blended them into making a basically the same size as the 1x3 digital menu board configuration, all by projection.
So projection in digital signage, I predicted was going to be big in 2014. You're helping my prediction come true?
Well, definitely. I mean, it's still over 35-40% of the digital signage installation still use projection. And the more and more DLP and LED light source products we're going to get, we're going to see a lot more of those opportunities for digital signage.
And that's because of what? What's the differentiating factor in LED and DLP that makes it better than LCD for digital signage?
Well, remember, DLP, you're going to have richer colors. We're not going to get the yellowing that we run into a lot with LCD projection. It's designed for extended use. And then having that LED light source, and we're talking 20,000 hours of light expectancy.
And the colorimetry is consistent across the life of the projector.
It is. It maintains that color for a much longer period of time.
Somebody's taking a picture of us here, so we got to smile at the same time we're talking. So actually, it's Jennifer, used to be Frick, but now it's Hetzler. Is that right? Hetzel. Sorry, got it. Jennifer Hetzel. She worked for NEC for years and is now with
with Allure Global.
Allure?
Is that right? She's at Allure.
And then that's basically their creative content producer, and we're going to talk to them a little bit later.
Excellent. And they're a great partner of NEC's.
Yeah, and so speaking of, we're back to NEC's booth. You guys are showing your new 84-inch 4K display?
No, we
actually
didn't make it
over. Or is that only at ISE?
We didn't make it over, but what we actually are showing is something even more exciting.
All right.
Well, one of the new features in our new video wall products that are coming out in 2 months from now is they have DisplayPort 1.2.
Okay.
So we're actually daisy chaining out 4K video walls. And one of the cool
things, 1080p native displays, or how are you doing?
Yeah, we're using 1080p native displays to make the 4K screens.
2x2.
And what's cool is we've actually got two different types of configurations. One is a 2x2. And then the other one we did is actually 55-inch in portrait on top of each other. So it's actually 3840 by 1080 resolution.
That's interesting.
It's really cool. So we've got two pillars
in
our booth like it. And so what we've done is we're actually working with Moving Murals. It's done some phenomenal.
Some great content.
Oh, God. You should see what they've done, some of the content they've done, especially for the pillars. It's really exciting. The colors are popping. The imagery is just phenomenal. People are commenting left and right about how great it looks.
If you want to see it, you can go look at our Twitter account right now because we tweeted some pictures of it, and also we shot videos of it earlier. So you can go to our video search box, type in NEC, and you can see all this. And for those of you who caught that last week in Amsterdam, NEC launched a 84-inch, which will deliver at the end of this year, and you can see the video on that.
Especially, and also a 65-inch ultra-high def as well.
A 65 and an 84.
Yep, and so we'll have all those in, as well as a few other pretty cool, exciting products at Infocom this year.
And Infocom's only 4 months away. What do you think about the, I mean, you're one of those, say one of those five or six people I know of in the industry that seems to know everything about digital signage, and especially quick service restaurants market. Where is digital signage right now in the sort of emergence of the market? Is it in still the early adopter phase? Is it starting to cross the chasm to early majority? Where is it?
I think we're seeing early majority finally.
Okay.
You know, some of the meetings I've had, we got companies that you never would have seen here before. A lot of new sign companies,
static sign companies.
And you know, the great thing is, and I was actually talking to somebody earlier, and they're asking me what's the really exciting thing I'm seeing here is the content. Content is getting stronger, cleaner, a higher resolution capability, better colors, more interactive. The stuff that we really need to make this industry explode is finally here.
Yeah, one thing that really troubles me a little bit, though, is this show is full of a bunch of end users. I do not see the number of integrators that we need to have at this show, because one of the problems is, especially on the AV side, we don't have a lot of integrators putting this stuff in. There's a lot of IT integration companies, a lot of traditional advertising companies, but this show is at least half high-end end users.
You know, and I think what we need to have and is there has to be more of a full-scale recruiting approach to get them here, because they're at ISA. They go to ISA. Yeah. We saw them all at ISE last week in Amsterdam. They're going to be at Infocom. We've got to see more of the integrators coming here, you know, and not only walking the show, but actually seeing some of them exhibit. AVISPL, those guys, they should be at something like this.
Yeah, especially with 50% of the attendees here being end users.
I mean, if I was a salesperson, I'd be salivating at that opportunity to come get all these end users.
Yeah, and there are a lot of manufacturers here who are targeting end users directly. But that's because it's interesting. I talked to two of them earlier on the podcast, and they said the reason for that is they don't have integrators good enough to put them in a lot of places around the country. They're having to do it themselves. They're doing turnkey installs themselves.
Now, I will tell you the one thing, if you haven't noticed, the distributors are all here, though.
Yeah,
all of the distributors are here. And that's
part,
important
yeah.
because the distributors, us as manufacturers working on the solutions through the distributors, they're going to those channel partners, and they're going to the integrators and the resellers and driving the business out there. But seeing all the distributors here is really important for this industry.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Rich. So to find out more information on all the products that NEC has, you've got two choices. You can go to necdisplay.com, or you can go to our website, ravepubs.com, and just type in NEC in any of the search areas, and you'll see everything we shot at ISE and everything we shot here at DSE. Thanks for joining me, Rich. Congratulations. And best of year to you, because you got some great new products.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Y'all have a great day, and keep listening, because we got a few more interviews to do today, and we'll be here all day tomorrow at the Digital Signage Expo here in the Sands Exposition Center in Las Vegas, Nevada.